This is Matt Lorenz, Suitcase Junket, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
EXT. I'm Katie G, along with Matt Lorenz, the one-man band that is the Suitcase Junket.
Hey.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always a pleasure. And I'm always so intrigued by your setup. I mean, I know that you've been doing the one-man band thing for, you know, a little while now.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, you've, you know, played with bands. You were in Rusty Bell.
Yeah.
Talk to me about, you know, when you made the decision to go for the one-man band thing.
Yeah, it started sort of gradually, you know, breaking away from Rusty Bell a little bit and doing some solo shows, mainly because I had a bunch of songs on this new weird old guitar that I was pulling out that didn't fit in Rusty Bell. So I started plugging away and doing the one-man band thing. And it was kind of a gradual branching off that it started taking its own life on and got some momentum. And then also I realized that I could actually make it a job. And I didn't have to pay two other people to be in the band. So
sure.
That helped too. I was like, I could do these dumb sort of bar gigs alone and actually make rent for the month. So it was that too.
It sounds great. You're here playing tunes from your new album, Pile Driver.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the whole setup today. And I just wonder, how do you go about deciding what kind of objects that you want to use? You know, you've got like some pots and pans, some luggage over there and your bone box.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is sort of blundering across things, honestly. You know, as I hate the idea of waste, and so that's sort of where a lot of the impetus for, like, using castaway objects comes from. But just, I used to go to the dump and the scrapyard and basically just go around and smack things, see how they sounded. And then the box of bones was an accident. I had it for making some visual art, and I dropped it one day, and it made this great sound, and so I wanted to be able to drop it repeatedly during a show. So I sort of just, you know, built around that to make it possible. And, you know, pretty much if it catches my eye, I'll bang on it and see what happens.
Kind of like a process of elimination with
right.
certain objects
like
and
you,
sounds.
You? What if I hit you against that thing?
And I know on your new album, you're working with some different objects and different instruments that I think you referred to as new members of the band, right?
I do talk about them like that, yeah. Yeah, the keyboard, this little toy, sort of Yamaha keyboard from the 90s, I think. You can only play two notes at a time on it. And going through this little sort of Radio Shack, you know, kind of crappy little amp, but it sounds great. And so I've been playing that with my right hand and playing guitar with the left to sort of open up the sound in this new way. And that's been, that was sort of those songs, three or four of them that I used keyboard on the new album, were sort of the most exciting for me because they were really pushing me out to the edges of my abilities. And all the exciting stuff happens when you make mistakes. So.
Sure, yep. Sure.
And then also the other instrument that's on the album that I haven't been touring with is this, it's basically a little pulley that drops two pairs of shoes onto a suitcase. And so it has this great like rump kind of sound to it. But I'm still working out the kinks for getting it going live.
Again, we are live at EXT with the Suitcase Junket. We just heard your tune, Ten Rivers, which is on the new album, Pile Driver. Can you talk to me a little bit about that one?
That one's one of those songs about being away from home, you know, being away from the people you love and just really wanting to get there and seeing that, you know, there's a long way to go.
Sure, sure. Yep. And I'm sure you're getting ready to go on kind of an extensive tour this spring and summer. So lots of time away from home.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard, but you know, it's, I feel lucky that I know what I'm supposed to be doing anyway. So I'm out there, you know, pushing it and looking for it. But yeah, definitely it makes for a lot of song fodder.
And you may, you know, touch on this a little bit in terms of, you know, with not having to pay people to be in the band with you. Right. I just wanted to touch on some of the pros and cons that you experience with having just a one-man band.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I love being out on the road alone just in terms of being able to practice singing and overtone singing and writing songs. And I can, you know, be a little bit productive and I listen to books on tape and there's something very, you know, peaceful about it. But also, you know, I notice sometimes when I get to venues, I'm a bit of a chatterbox because I haven't talked to anyone for a while. So I'll just, you know, sort of have to mouth off for a little while. So, you know, that could be, you know, easier on the sound guys and whatnot. And you all, you know, like come in and just start. I mean, I guess it helps for a radio interview. Just, you know, wind me up and let me go. But, you know, so I definitely miss some of that car company sometimes. And then, you know, sharing the beautiful things with other people always seems to cement them in some other way into your life. I'm not sure what that is, but, you know, sometimes it's nice to, you know, when you're looking at a beautiful sunset to kind of like nudge the person next to you and be like, right? You know, so,
sure.
So some of those things I miss, but we'll see. Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about the you know, the production and the recording process of the new record. Did it differ at all? Because I know this is your debut on Signature Sounds.
Yeah, I actually recorded it pretty similarly to the Make Time album, where I went in, it was just me and Justin, the engineer. He's a great engineer and did the last one with him as well. And just like hammer through 20 or 30 songs and get them all, get a good take of each one and then take it home and sort of pick through them and pick out the good ones and then go back into the studio, do a little bit of mixing, reamping sounds to get, you know, different shapes around them. And then I did a bunch of more vocal overdubs on this one than I have in the past. And I think I overdubbed the dropping shoes. Yeah, that and the vocals. And my sister came in and actually she sang on a couple songs as well, which is cool. It adds a depth to it. You know, you can kind of tell when it's just one person harmonizing with themselves and it sounds fine. But when you get just even one other voice in there, it really opens it up in this cool way.
Very cool. And, and speaking of singing, I know you do a lot of really cool throat singing too, which is just so wild to watch and hear, because it's like, talk to me a little bit about that and how you got into it.
Yeah, it was kind of by accident. I was trying out new mouth shapes in the car, you know how you do, and singing weird. And I had just taken a South Indian cooking class. This was back in college. And I had learned some new mouth shapes, like what linguists would call a retroflexed R. So you say the letter R with the tip of your tongue on the roof of your mouth. So I was trying that shape out, heard this really quiet overtone, and then, you know, just chased it for a bunch of years just in the car and gradually got control of it. It took a really long time and it sounded awful for the first few years. But that's still one of my favorite things to do in the car is practice the overtone singing.
That is so cool. We are live at EXT with the Suitcase Junket. You're here playing tunes from the new album, Pile Driver. And I think the new album sounds great. You've got a couple of more tunes here for us as well. And you're going to be coming back. You mentioned before off the mic that you're actually going to be switching it up, playing with, playing kind of in a band, playing and touring with Tiff Merritt.
Yeah, yeah. She's been really, really wonderful about that. She invited me to open up her part of her release tour for the Stitch of the World album, which is really great. I've been listening to it a lot, you know, getting ready and learning the tunes. So I've been opening for her, and then I've been sitting in as part of her band with Eric Haywood, who's a really great guitarist and a good guy. And she's been wonderful, and they've got a little baby that they're touring with. So it's been really nice to sort of jump into that little musical family.
Sure.
And she's invited me down to do a festival that she's putting on down in Raleigh, North Carolina as well this coming fall, I guess.
Yeah, and you'll be back in the area playing at Fresh Grass, always a lot of fun.
That'll be fun. Yeah, it's my first time.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Yeah, lots going on. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, some of the inspiration but behind the record, or what kinds of things were going on when you were writing the tunes for the album.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think a lot of these tunes are driving tunes that I wrote while driving. And then some of them are from, I think, last winter. Whenever I can, if I'm home for more than a week, I'll try to set up all my stuff and practice. And a lot of the new songs will sort of come out of those practice sessions. So a lot of it was just trying to push the edges of the sound, get into a little bit more of a pop feel with some of the keyboard stuff, explore new textures with the guitar, and dig deeper into the Swamp Yankee genre that I'm trying to build.
I love that, Swamp Yankee.
Yeah, I would need to start like welcoming other people into the fold, you know, just like tagging other people as Swamp Yankee, you know, so I can make it more of a believable genre, you know. I want people to, you know, to talk about it as though it's well agreed upon. Oh yeah, Swamp Yankee, it's been around forever.
And I know you're going to close things up with your tune, speaking of swamp, Swamp Chicken, which is a super fun one from the album.
Yeah, that's just a song. There's a couple songs on this album about sort of righteous women, because we need y'all to be in charge.
Amen.
Because we've been messing it up. So please help us.
I like that. And with that said, we are live at EXT with the Suitcase Junk. Before we hear that one, you've got What Was I Gonna Say?
Cool.
This is 97.7 EXT.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Matt Lorenz from the Suitcase Junket. This is your home for local music. For local, 518 all day, every day, keep it on 97.7 EXT. I'm the Suitcase Junket. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.